name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. During the time of the prophet Ezekiel, the children of Israel were in exile in Babylon, which meant that Jerusalem was laid waste and the temple was destroyed and in ruins. And so when the angel brings Ezekiel in a vision to see the restored temple, that is a promise that God would restore the temple and that it would be a blessing to the children of Israel. But it is far more than that, because it speaks not only of the restoration of the temple, but of the coming of that reality for which the temple is just a foreshadowing. You know, you say, why don't we have temples anymore? Because we don't need them. That's why the temple in Jerusalem does not need to be rebuilt. They tried to rebuild it several times, but each time it's through some very weird coincidences, the rebuilding hasn't worked. We don't need the temple, because what was the temple? It was first of all, it was the dwelling place of God on earth. Where is the dwelling place of God on earth now? In the person of Christ, within his body, which is the church. The church is the dwelling place of God on earth. The temple was also the place where the sacrifice was offered. And yet, with the sacrifice of Christ upon the cross, there are no more sacrifices. That one sacrifice is made continually present to the church through the holy sacrifice of the Mass. So that, you know, there are sacrifices in the sense of the Mass making that one sacrifice present. So the reason we don't have a temple anymore, in the sense of the temple in Jerusalem, you know, we have churches, of course. The reason we don't have the temple is because we don't need it. Because the dwelling place of Christ, the temple of God, as it were, is the person of Jesus Christ and his body, which is the church. And as we see this vision of the temple, you know, there's water pouring out from it. You should immediately think then of what else did water pour from? Ah, the side of Christ as it was pierced by the lance, and that water which comes forth from the side of Christ is itself a symbol of the grace which is given to us by the sacrifice of Christ upon the cross, his life coming into the world, that grace which makes all things clean. And everything that grace touches is brought to life, even that which is dead, the desert or the salt sea. The salt sea is made fresh. The desert brings forth life. So the grace of God, which comes into the world, brings life again, washes away sin. It is the fountain of living water, which is within our souls, which wells up unto eternal life. And so it is not just a prophecy of Christ, but of the fullness of Christ within the world, which is heaven itself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.